Hey, I just had a few thoughts I wanted to share about, the book of Romans and how sometimes I think scriptures are misused a little bit. I just want to really use Romans 1, 2, and 3 as an example of that and get into what I think Paul is really trying to say here. Now, I'll just get right into it. In Romans 1:16, it says, of course, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. And then in Romans 1:17, I love this. It says, for in it, that is in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. I just want to get your head stuck on that phrase and your heart, too, in it, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. That's, of course, in opposition to the righteousness of man, which is really filthy rags when we look at it according to Scripture. And so keep your finger or your mind set on Romans 1:17 in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. And then move over to Romans 3:21, and it says, but now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. And so if you take a look at Romans 1:17, and then there's a lot of words between Romans 1:17 and Romans 3:21. And the reason I wanted to highlight these two verses is because in between all of that, Paul builds upon a point trying to get back to his point that he was making. In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. And so and one way to look at this is Paul says, again, in Romans 1:17, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. And then he says, now hold on a second, I want to take a little bit of time to explain that. And then he gets into Romans 1:18, all the way through the end of Romans 1, all the way through Romans 2, and into Romans 3. And I think this is important because, now this is where I think that people often take these verses and apply them in ways that they were never meant to be applied. For example, in Romans 1:18, right off the bat, right after making his one statement, Paul says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and righteousness. And then he goes on to talk about some of this. He says, they've changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like incorruptible man, and so on and so forth. He says, God gave them up to the uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for the lie. God gave them up to vile passions. Likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. And it goes on to talk about people being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, all kinds of things. Envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, whisperers, gossipers, backbiters, haters of God, violent. And I'm not saying that any of this stuff is good, and it's not that any of this stuff is meant to be included in the life of a Christian. But what I think is missed is that Paul was using these things to make a point, not about, well, let's go and make laws about all of these things. Let's make all of these things into rules for the Christian to live by. But rather, he was saying the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. In other words, he's saying everybody is included in this. You, me, the whole world, everybody is included in this. And so let's not get on our high horses and think that we're going to start making rules and we're going to start living by these rules and we're going to start being better than other people by the rules that we keep and by being able to overcome these things in the flesh. And so Paul then leads up in Romans 2, after listing all these things, he says, therefore, you are inexcusable, O man, whoever... And now, it's not you are inexcusable, whoever commits these sins. No, that's not what he says. He says, you are inexcusable, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. Now, you might not be practicing a certain thing that somebody else is practicing, but you're going to find yourself in, apart from Christ, you are among those who are ungodly and unrighteous before God. Again, aside from your life in Christ, apart from ever having come into life with Christ. And so he's saying, quit your judging, quit your finger pointing. That's not what I'm saying here. You're not excusable. Your judging of one another is not excusable because you're all guilty. You're all in the same boat. We're all in the same boat. And so let's quit pointing fingers at each other. And let's get to what this is really all about. And so there is a lot of really neat stuff in Romans 2 where Paul talks about some of this stuff, about judging one another. And, hey, if you're going to keep the law, I mean, if you're going to, it's not the hearers of the law that are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law. And that kind of goes contrary to the gospel. But that's because he's making the point. In the long run, he's making a point that if you're going to be judging others, if it's going to be about your keeping of the law, then you're going to be judged by the law. And it's only through your doing of the law that you're going to be justified. And so you'd better darn well do a great job and do a perfect job, because that's where your justification is going to come from, if you make it about the law. And so everyone's going to fall short. And then he builds on that, and it gets into Romans 3, where finally he gets back on point. He gets back to what he was trying to say. Therefore, in Romans 3:20, by the deeds of the law, no flesh shall be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. And then Romans 3:21 again, this is where I had us put our fingers earlier. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. So the law and the prophets showed all of this stuff, but it's finally actually really truly revealed as we look at the gospel and understand what the law and the prophets were really saying. They were saying that no one can be justified by the law, but it has to be the righteousness of God apart from the law. That's really what this is all about. In verse 22, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there's no difference, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And he goes on to talk about how God had through his forbearance had passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness. This is Romans 3:26, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. And so this whole thing, we got to take it all in context, realizing that it's not about making a list of sins that Christians are supposed to do and things that they aren't supposed to do, you know, things that Christians are supposed to do and things they're not supposed to do. It's not about going around pointing fingers at each other or at the world for the sins that they're committing. It's understanding the fact that apart from Christ, everybody is included in the ungodliness and unrighteousness that keeps them from God. Everyone. So there's no room for finger pointing. There's no room for judging one another. And in fact, here's the message that we want to share with each other, building each other up in this message and with the world. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And so let's spread that message that everybody can be justified freely by faith in Jesus Christ. That's really what it's all about. And that's all I wanted to share today from Romans 1, 2, and 3.